This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And for you home gardeners who are just itching to do something, we're getting close to the time now where you can start those vegetable garden transplants indoors. And this requires a procedure that should be followed closely, as we'll cover today with our guest, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham. Getting quality seed is the first and foremost thing.
Yes, quality seed and also recommended seed. Some varieties that may do well in other parts of the country will not do well in Kansas. And so we have a publication that's available that shows you what KSU recommends. Now, there may be other varieties that would do well in your area as well. So talk to neighbors, talk to your garden center personnel, people like that that can make recommendations for what has done well for them. So if you've never gardened before, be sure you use recommended seed. If you have and you're growing a variety of different things, don't shy away from trying something new just to see if it does well for you.
As far as growing transplants, though, the growing medium is critical here.
It is. You don't want to use garden soil. Garden soil may carry diseases that you don't want, but it also doesn't breathe well. And those roots need oxygen just as much as they need water. And therefore, use a seeding mix that will be sterile as well as provide that aeration those plants need in order to get off to a good start.
And preferably seeding in a flat that's made for transplants?
That makes it a lot easier, not only because it's easy to plant those and to keep them labeled, but also it's easy to keep them moist because you can cover it with something like a plastic wrap until they germinate. A lot easier to do that than it is to make sure that it's constantly moist by adding water.
But that is one of the other essentials. That seed must be kept moist until germination.
It really
constantly
must.
Right?
Yes, it must. Now, if you just let it dry out a little, it may not kill the seed. It just slows down the germination. But once that seed comes up, then the needs change. You need to uncover it and give it as much light as possible. And so that may mean what you do is just put it in a south-facing window, but that may not be enough light. And in those cases, you're probably going to have to use artificial light, such as a fluorescent fixture. In my consideration, I think that's the best way to go. Mm-hmm. We usually just don't get enough light through that south-facing window to do a good job of growing these plants.
Now, temperature is obviously important as well here. And how does one regulate that to allow those transplants to emerge successfully?
Now, there are seeding mats that will provide a gentle bottom heat that allows those seeds to come up a little bit earlier. Usually what you're looking for is a temperature about 70 degrees for most of our plants in the medium. But if you don't have that, if you can get those plants a little bit closer to the ceiling, that's warmer air up there. And so on the top of a refrigerator will often work well. That will give you a little bit warmer temperature to get those seeds germinated. Now, once they start growing, you want to cool them down a little bit. If you could do it, what you'd want is probably somewhere around 60 degrees. But get as close to that as you can. And that'll make sure that that growth is still there and it's still significant, but it's slow enough those plants don't get spindly.
So that 60 degree is a maintenance range for these transplants.
That's right. That's a grow-on range, yes.
All right. And here's a step that most folks don't think about, actually, and that is those plants may need some physical stimulation, so to speak.
They actually will be stockier and shorter if you run your hand across the top of them about 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. They react to that movement. Since they're inside, they're not going to get much air. Outside, they get plenty of wind, and it just happens naturally. Inside, you don't get that. So just run your hand across top of them 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night, and those plants will be stockier. Now, that's assuming you have enough light. If you don't have enough light, nothing you do is going to make them stocky. They're going to be spindly.
So it all ties together. Ward, thank you for coming over.
You bet.
He's a K-State horticulturist, is Ward Upham, with the basics on starting garden vegetables from seed via the transplant process. Seek out more useful information on this topic through your local extension office. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.